Blog Talk Radio.
Salutations, it's Lady Hope.
And the Urban Gentleman.
And you're listening to Soul Behind the Snark. Happy Thursday.
This is episode 5, a sort of fairy tale.
5?
Am I counting correct? Yes.
My lucky number.
It's a good number.
It'll be a good one, or it'll be a wacky one, as I was telling our tonight's producer, Heather. Hello and thank you, darling. I'm a little amped up from Zumba and kind of cuckoo right now.
And I'm a little subdued.
I know, so it's going to be interesting.
You haven't noticed. And shout out to Heather at Process Diff on Twitter, and her show's on Mondays at 5 Eastern.
Excellent.
And she is a master of a lot of things. So
sure.
If you want to check her out, we will check her out as soon as I get internet at my current residence, which has been a harrowing trial itself, but I'll go into that later.
And anyone can check her out at any time, just like any of the shows here. Everything gets archived. You go to the show page and you can listen anytime you want, which is super, super convenient, because I do, when I like to bring the show up to a few people who still aren't listening. Hi, what are you, pretty guys? Where are you? They're like, I go to bed, and I go, it's archived. You can listen anytime you have 30 minutes. Time to listen to our voices and support us as friends. So there is no excuse.
Yes, and you can also like us at Facebook.
Please like us at
Facebook.com, Soul Behind the Snark. It's our show page. You can like it.
And we like to, we like to thank the friends who are coming out and supporting us.
Yes.
Always, still, continuously, the new ones, the old ones. We totally appreciate it. So, in your subduedness, when I talked to you this morning, you were pretty amped up. So, I just want to, before we get into the meat of everything.
Yes, you got highs and lows all this week.
I want to congratulate you. I want to congratulate my best friend and soulmate on his wonderful victory last night at Gotham Volleyball. Do you want to give a little synopsis? It means more than just a win. It's a win in many different ways, I think.
Well, if you've listened to previous shows and my issues with Regina George.
The ongoing saga with Regina George.
We played him last night, and they had a full roster, basically, and we had 4 people. And we won. We won with 4 people playing.
4
people.
4-6.
And we won, and we secured gold for our season, my first gold ever in my long history of volleyball and Gotham Volleyball. And it was a very, I shook for an hour. My teammates still couldn't believe it, too.
That's all that great adrenaline and energy running through you.
And it was a personal victory because I was getting a little bit egged on by Regina George with some cross-net trash talk.
Even better.
And I had poker face for most of it. I didn't lose my cool or anything. I did say something back when he was being really trashy.
Well, every once in a while, you gotta slip the one-liner in just to know. You're like, I'm aware of what you're doing.
Yeah.
I say this one thing. I'm going to go back to winning.
Yeah. And, you know, I won with one of my best friends from Gotham, and we've had our long tried history. We've had our fights and our incidents, and everybody doubted that we would get along again.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't have done it without him. And I appreciate his trust in me. You can check him out at Royce Bogarn Photography.
Shout out to Royce.
Yeah, he's on RoyceBugarin.com. He's on my Facebook page, your Facebook page.
Well, friend.
And Soul Behind the Snark's Facebook page. So if you're in the mood for guys in their underwear, go check it out. That's not Vince Wirtz, what Royce does.
They're really good pictures, too. <Yeah. still.
laughs> And in the exotic locale,
yes.
Like Hawaii, where he's from. He's Filipino like me, though.
Nice.
So.
maybe he's the one
hello.
To show us around.
Yeah.
We are going to make a trek sometime.
Yeah. Yeah.
That brings us to another point. Again, congratulations. I am so
Thank
proud
you.
Of you. I know they told you that on the phone. I want to tell you that over the air.
Thank you.
I really am. It's an awesome victory for many reasons. Well deserved, too. Last Thursday, we were on the air again. I know we're every other, but we had the privilege to be on Michelle Arbeau's show, Surviving the Shift. She actually had a roundtable discussion with all the hosts, and it was cool because we've made some friends on Facebook or, you know, here or there, but to actually, you know, we're not sitting around in a room physically, but all our voices are.
Mm-hmm.
Sonically, we're sitting around in a room. And to even besides the, you know, the question asking and us talking about the main topic, just the chatting back and forth with each other and getting to know each other, I loved. It was really special.
And seeing how much common ground we had, it made it feel more like authentic you media as a family, too.
Yeah, we all are different people in different places, but we definitely found out that we shared a lot of similarities,
mm-hmm.
and that was like a pretty beautiful, cool thing,
mm-hmm.
you know? So we wanted to take that theme that she had brought up, and especially with the episode before we went to Mexico when we were remote from Harrison, New Jersey.
Yeah. Viva la Mexico. Viva la Harrison.
Yeah. Mexico was awesome. Did we talk about it? No, we didn't because
we're
back now.
We're back from it.
I recommend Riviera Maya to anybody.
Yes.
Beautiful, perfect. It'll make this person who usually stays indoors a beach person. If it can make me go out into the sunshine, it'll do wonders.
And me in a pool.
Yeah, you in the water.
In 15 years, you've never seen me
I know,
in a pool.
I was actually kind of shocked. I try not to make a big deal because I don't want you to freak out. Yeah. But he's not really that into the swimming, so it's pretty cool.
Well, you know, I told you the only memory of my father I have is saving me from drowning.
Well,
so.
At least that's a positive.
Yeah. At least that's the one thing he did for me.
Exactly. And that, I'm glad, because that means you're here now with me and the rest of us. Thank God. So thank you. Alex is dead. I don't know what his name.
Billy.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Well, a video, but, you know, everyone called him Billy for some odd reason.
Yeah.
Maybe when my mom listens to this, she can tell me why.
We'll get back to you on that. Okay, off topic. I told you it's going to be wacky.
Yeah.
I'm letting you some of my Zumba energy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
A sort of fairy tale. What happened when we came back from Mexico and life hit us in the face with a plank?
I got depressed and then angry.
And I went from thinking I planned my third layoff to the best of my abilities and have the whole house come falling down. I'm negative 20 in my account right now.
Oh, boo.
I am waiting to see if I get my check tomorrow. My 401k thing is all messed up. And,
oh, honey.
And this is why I don't plan.
It
just makes me want to cry.
It's hard, and I think, and if I could speak on that in a bigger sense, because I got back... That next weekend, I had my 34th birthday.
Embrace it.
I know. My whole face hangs off these cheekbones.
Exactly.
I had so much fun Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We all had a great time. I think I had so much fun those two weekends that Monday I was totally depressed. And I don't know if there's a science thing behind all your, like, endorphins being depleted.
Yeah, serotonin.
Yeah, like, it must have been... I woke up and I was sad.
Because me, I was the opposite. While I enjoyed the whole time there, I was so ready to come back and start the new phase.
Right.
I felt like it did... It served its purpose. And what we wanted it to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I was getting antsy because I wanted to get back because I had so many tasks at hand. This is what happens when I plan. I had a list. You saw my list at Surviving the Shift, and I just wanted to start implementing the list. And when I started to get the hurdles and the hang-ups,
mm-hmm.
when I started to get, like, the blue monster started
right.
to set in.
Yeah. And I think for you who's not a list maker,
oh.
I can understand where it's like, I know, where if it gets a little shaky and then you freak out because you have your list, but you know, like anyone knows, go ahead and diverge from it any way you have to because it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Because it was good because I even had the buffer of your birthday thing at Dave & Buster's with Krista and Melissa and Dick and Keith and everyone and Elisa and Leon and Starla.
Just
shouting out to you all if you didn't notice.
If you're all listening, I don't know if anyone, most of them do. I don't know if they all do, but we appreciate it. And see, not all children are bad.
I know.
She's awesome.
I know. She seemed a little scared of me, but when aren't children scared of me?
She was, I think, a little overwhelmed because of the lights and the there's a lot of loud, crazy adults, which she's kind of used to, but usually we're in her own house, so it's normal.
Yeah.
So she's, like, around a lot of loud adults and the din of Dave & Buster's
and
the lights.
Oh,
it's like, that's like Vegas to a kid.
Yeah.
So she's a little, like, gobsmacked.
And I offered her a vodka and soda.
Mom and Dad will be thrilled that you're giving her alcohol. Please wait till she's least of age.
Loosen her up a bit. It's a little fun.
Yeah. Put it in a sippy cup, honey. Anyway, look. Oh, yeah. But it was something that I got in, and I can actually speak on my subject that I said I was dealing with, my main subject that I wanted to release and get rid of. Something happened on Monday. I didn't tell you. And I felt like it was a test, and I felt like I failed the test. Because I got angry instead of, like, letting something go.
Well, anger gets your power back.
Yeah. What had happened is I had to deal with the person who had given me trouble in the past, and I got a lot of, like, and another coworker, the one who was above me, had to go to her to get some questions answered. And when we both did, it was like the email was answered just to the other coworker, not to me, you know. And then when we go to see her, it was like, the words were spoken to the other person, the eye contact was on them, the paper she had to show. I was standing right there. I had to turn my neck to be like, oh, can I see the thing? Because I got to do this, you know. And it was definitely like a kind of childish feeling moment. And whether she meant to do it or if that's how I took it, I felt like that was kind of like a test out of everything I said I was going to be doing. And then right after I was angry.
Mm-hmm.
I got upset and I got mad, which I know is not the response I was supposed to have.
Well, you have to have your response in the moment. You can't, deny your human feelings, your natural reaction.
This is true. And again, we're not toasters.
No.
but I did get a little cranky, and then the rest of the day, I had already started the day kind of blue. It was as if I was the child of Robert Smith and Morrissey. So I kind of woke up on that gray, rainy day. And I'm big fans of both of them, but let's be honest, we know how they are.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was, like, feeling down when I went into work, and then I let that get to me. I went to the bathroom, cooled off a little, you know, just stood there, looked in the mirror, and I kind of told myself, I think that was a test. You know, you kind of got a little shooken up.
Mm-hmm.
What on earth am I going to do? Am I going to spend the rest of Monday being like a big crab?
Yeah.
You know? So I had to work through it. It was tough. And I felt like even all the fun had, like, depleted my resources. I tried to eat a piece of chocolate. It only did so much.
Yeah.
You can't get all those. What's in chocolate, the magic thing that makes you happy?
I don't know, though. It helps you release serotonin.
Yeah. I guess I would have needed a whole bag to get bucket full of chocolate to necessitate the fun that I had for my birthday weekend. I have more fun coming up this weekend. I think I kind of packed the weekends, like bookends of fun.
Yeah.
But yesterday was better. Today was better. Tomorrow, our job is having a little barbecue for us outside, which is cute. So we all get to wander out there and have a beer and stuff. So things are better. I cooled off. Again, whether that person meant to do it or not, however I took it negatively. But, you know, it's one of those things where I guess at least I feel like I realized that in me. I realized that I got negative or something made me upset, whether, you know, that's what she meant or not. Who knows? I'm not in this girl's head for that situation. And I was like, okay, just let it go.
Yeah.
So the rest of the week has been better.
Good.
You know?
Good.
So unemployment.
Extreme highs and extreme lows.
You're poison apple.
Yeah, I had it all planned so well.
I know you did.
And there's just been so many hiccups, so many like clerical glitches I've had to iron out. And then, you know, I have that extreme high of last night. And then I have friends asking me to go to Baltimore this weekend for the tournament and all that. And
oh, yeah, that's right. Are you going to be going?
I'm with minus $20.
Oh, wait,
right. I don't know if I can swim.
Perhaps no.
But and then just having to write this Pretty Little Liars episode and having to.
Do you want to give a brief? I don't know if you're talking about that.
No, I haven't.
Do people out there in Radio Land who don't know you know you're a writer?
I don't know, unless they really read my bio.
Dear Vincent is a writer, and a very good one.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Now they know.
Now they know. And Warner Brothers is having their annual. Basically, it's a contest search for new writers, and they gave you a list of their shows that they produce, and my friend's doing 30 Rock.
Very cool.
And I'm doing Pretty Little Liars, of course, because I couldn't do Ringer, and there's no way I could write for Mad Men. Sorry,
That's
Universe.
That's very advanced.
Yeah, sorry, Universe. I'm not there yet to
but
write
you will be.
For
it's
Mad
okay.
Men. Yeah.
But you're starting with something that you're good at and what you, the you know, subject matter that you're really good at writing.
And the show I'm invested in.
You love this show. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's really special and close to your heart, so it means a lot.
Yeah. And so it was so great, and I'm trying to do Script Frenzy, and I'm trying to do all these things, which is great and all. But then real life just hits you in the face with those poison apples and the queens trying to get you. And you kind of wonder, I had that moment yesterday when I called you after my morning. I had that moment in the car and I'm just like, I wonder sometimes. And I had that moment where I was just like, I'm just trying to do this the right way. Like, there's so many people who try to cheat the system. I know of one.
I know of one
cheating the unemployment system now. And I know I'm just trying to do the honest right thing. I'm trying to declare. I was declaring because the weeks fell in a weird place because it fell. The weeks I had to claim were doing the weeks I worked, too. And they didn't. The end date didn't seem right, and the computer locked me out. And then I found out my staffing company still said I was active, so I was afraid they were going to mess it up with the Department of Workforce and Labor or whatever it's called. And then it was hanging on my 401k money, which is my stopgap, so I wouldn't be overdrawn in my account. And it just was like, I was just screaming because I was just trying to be honest and trying to do it right and do the right
thing. You're like, I'm being good.
I know, I'm being good. And I was just getting all caught up in like, what the hell is this supposed to mean now? Like,
I was just going to ask you, and I know that's what you and I always do now.
Yeah.
That we've like started practicing this way of thinking is the, after the crazy and the shakeup and the earthquake, we go, well, what does it mean?
Yeah.
You know?
And what am I supposed to glean from this? And what is the universe trying to show me? And part of it was like I just knew I had to keep my, like Michelle said on Surviving the Ship, my glass half full and keep with that. And yeah, I do that. And I have my ups and downs, but I still pull through and try to do the positive, like look at it in a positive light and know that like I had to ask the questions I usually wouldn't ask. I have to make all these phone calls, and I have to slough through it to get through it, just like I had to deal with the cable company today. Sure. And after 4 hours, I was just done. I just cut it off. I told them I'm canceling. I don't care if you fixed it. I just couldn't.
Oh,
you ruined my afternoon.
4 hours?
Yeah, I told them. I'm like, you ruined my afternoon. I waited since 11. The tech had the wrong phone number, but no one called me, blah, blah, blah. You know, just not to bore everybody with it.
The list of cable company, like, cliche problem one.
Yeah.
It was like they were following the script
and
how to mess up stuff.
Yeah, and I was just like, I was just telling the person, I just can't deal with this. You ruined my whole afternoon. My schedule's all messed up. I couldn't go to the gym because the time between finishing that phone call at 4:30 and trying to get to Westfield, then back up here, would have just been all messed up because my session's at 6.
That's insane.
And with traffic, with rush hour traffic, there was no way I could have just rigmarole that whole thing.
Oh, hon.
You know, and I was just like, oh. And then I got up here early,
so
and that's
you,
why you found me catatonic on your phone.
I was wondering, I did. I came in running into, I usually, because I don't have much time between Zumba and the show.
Yeah.
I have enough time to take a shower, drink my coconut juice, and like get ready to sit here and hopefully be insightful and funny. But I did come in and I thought maybe something was wrong, and I was like, is he okay? You're sleeping. And I got to poke him, and it's like 9:18.
Yeah.
But that's why all that happened.
Yeah.
Because it was fine, because it was, the last time I spoke to you, you were like up.
Yeah.
And then we didn't talk because I had to finish work and all my, you know, dancing around, shaking my butt, and you had your stuff you were doing. I knew you were coming here early. So did you, would it be safe to say you released the cable company with love?
Yeah, I think so. But, I mean, I may end up going back to them, but I'm exploring other options.
Yeah,
but
well, there's always
it's just like, I was just so...
To put up with that.
I think it's indicative of the way I treat certain relationships now.
Yeah.
If it's not working for me, I just have to cut it loose until I can find a way to...
You know what, though? But that's the smartest thing to do, and I know that that's something I've learned as I've grown older and hopefully wiser, because I used to just hang on to everyone. This could probably be another show. I used to hang on to everyone because I was so afraid for someone not to like me or someone not to like my life. You know, I'm sure based on insecurity, obviously, with me and how I needed everyone to be my friend and love me. And if they're causing me pain, why am I keeping them around?
Yeah, because it was too funny, because two things on top of that today. Like, you know how Miss Wendy over the years has said, shout out to Wendy Williams.
Hey.
If you don't know the Miss Wendy.
We're big fans.
Yeah, how you doing? And you know that she always said on a radio show, learn to become your own best friend.
That is so true.
So it's funny because you know Cute Mikey from volleyball, right?
Yes.
He posted...
That's his name, Cute Mikey.
Yeah, he
Cute
posted,
Mikey Smith.
Yep. He posted on his Facebook status that by 35 he wants to learn to be his own best friend. I don't know if he was making light of something, because his comments from his friends, they were referring to something like X-Men and all this stuff.
Huh.
And I was like, I didn't get it, of course. But I told him, like, I learned how to be my own best friend by 35.
Yep.
And it changed everything.
I think it happened in my 30s, too. It wasn't in my 20s. I was not.
Yeah.
I was my own worst enemy in my 20s, for sure.
Yeah.
With the way that I treated myself, like, internally and what I thought about myself. But I definitely, as I was changing and I was as I was learning more and growing more, it was so important to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's something that I started to learn early because I was an only child and you just do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had a lot of friends, but I also like just being with me.
Yeah.
But it's that whole trusting in yourself and knowing you're doing the right thing and loving yourself enough to, you know, be okay with just you and support yourself the most.
Yeah.
You have to be your biggest supporter. You have to be your biggest fan.
Yep.
I think, you know?
Yeah, and learning to do that. And I had a conversation last night at the bar with, it's so funny because it correlates to that, because someone who has a semi-equal reputation in volleyball, and even worse because everybody knows it, because he just is no nonsense. Like,
right.
he comes off as really bitchy because he put the work in. He says that I put the work in. I played volleyball professionally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the patience for blah, 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 blah. I stand up for what I want and what I want to do. And if people don't like that, he's like, I'm still here.
Exactly.
Whatever. It doesn't matter who doesn't like it, you know?
It's something, and I think that speaks to even us getting through what we're getting through. And me getting through my, you know, the release of that negativity with the issue I was having, and my other big thing is me and my weight loss process. has been slowing down lately, and I've been getting very upset at myself.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
That's
the original thing, too, is, like, our patience level.
My patience level is a little cuckoo.
Sometimes. Yeah, yeah, especially when it comes to personal issues.
Oh, yes.
And stuff like that. And that's the thing with me and all the money stuff is that I thought I had all the solutions in place, but now it's just taking more time than it needs to.
Yeah.
And it's indicative of the way I handle other stuff in my life sometimes. It's like, that's why sometimes when people ask me about working on the Wendy Show or doing, oh, by the way, I'm trying to get a job at the Wendy Williams Show. And
luck on that.
Thank you. And people ask me about Pretty Little Liars and ask me about my scripts and my writing and stuff. Yes, I put deadlines and goals to it, but, like, the roadmap sometimes, like last night I had to tell Lewis, he's, like, asked me about the Wendy Show, and I'm like, you know what? Don't ask me about it. It will happen in its time, because if I get too caught up in trying to make it happen, again, will drive myself crazy. I'm like, there's enough stuff driving myself crazy right now, driving me crazy right
that's
now.
That's the thing. And here's the thing. You put the wheels, the motion in place. You put the steps in place to go that route. So now you have to just also let that happen. And it's in your head. That's something that I can also reflect to myself. Because I had to remind myself this, because I was getting frustrated with the weight loss slowing down. Part of the thing I was getting frustrated about, and I know this is going to sound really egotistical, but again, I can't help. I'm being me. I'm being real. I walk into a room full of people who haven't seen me in a while, and no one knows me.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody.
Oh, and remember, I told you I thought on your birthday – and we were talking about how I have weird physical manifestations with people.
Yeah.
I thought you looked skinnier than you ever did before on your birthday.
That's weird, right?
Because, yeah, it's weird because when we would talk about, like, guys who used to have power over me and now I gain my own power back, they used to look taller to me.
They used to look taller and now they don't
have
that.
And now they look eye to eye to me. And that's why I said, like, when no one was at your birthday, when no one was noticing how good you looked, I said in my head, I'm like, she kind of looks skinnier than she did at the beginning of the week. You were, like, glowing and happy, and you just look so, you know, put together. And I was just like, it's my weird physical manifestation thing.
Right, and I think that can also, there's also, I think even if you might be the same weight that you are Monday that you are Friday, I know that your mood and your attitude can totally change your appearance.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize that, and a lot of people who look a certain way get down on themselves because, you know, I'm no way advocating that only one body shape looks good, trust me.
Yeah.
But I know that a lot of people, because you can be beautiful any way you want, but you have to think it and it comes out, you know. But back to my ego, I totally got cranky on everyone in my head because they were like, Alfred, you look so good, because I wanted to hear that.
Yeah.
So then I realized that I'm the one who has to tell myself that, and I can't wait for any other outside person to do it. I can't rely on them not to put my friend down, but then they're not here for that. I have to be the one to think it, and I can't matter what they do.
Yeah, because the compliments will come after that. I noticed that too because when
at first I was totally pissed.
Oh yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
You missed that. So once you start complimenting yourself, the outside world follows. I've noticed that too, even with like working out and stuff. Even last night I felt so good in my own skin after winning.
Oh, I bet you
my
did.
A couple of my friends and Lewis said, "You do look skinnier."
Yeah.
See, there's the lesson. So once you start telling yourself that you look good, because I was feeling good, and I felt good in my shorty shorts, and I felt good in my shirt, and I finally quantified it. I finally weighed myself. Because everybody's like, how much did you lose?
Oh, I know.
And I'm like, I don't weigh myself. It's how I fit. But
exactly.
Then to quantify it, 33 pounds. You know what I'm saying? So now that I had that figure in my head and I could tell a story,
exactly.
People, now everybody's like, oh.
Yeah.
So now you have to advertise.